Welcome to Within Brimskin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down. It's time, it's time, it's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 37, Mare Can't Make Coffee. That's the name of this episode. We got Meredith McDermott with us. God. We've got Mike Goncalves with us.
How are you?
My wingman, Mr. Zambo.
Hello.
And as always, old Brim here in the house at the helm making this thing work.
So far. So far, we have just left the station. It's a matter of time if we go derailed or not.
Well, I never said I was going to get us to where we need to be. I was going to drive the ship. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that kind of assumes that you are going to lead us to where we need to be.
But the thing is, the best captain doesn't even captain the ship. It's the co-pilot who's the one who does all the work. So that's you.
That's more or less the navigation, though.
All right.
I'm not the navigator.
Steve as a driver anyway.
No, you don't think so?
No, I think Steve's a better driver.
You think he is?
Oh, yeah.
You've never been in a car with him, obviously.
Well, I will say this. I at least don't text while I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. I do text while I'm driving. I'm sorry. Chris Hardwick will yell at me, but it is the end
of
the
day. Not just Chris Hardwick. Literally everybody in this goddamn office will yell
at
you.
Shut your damn pie hole, Zampito.
Just being truth.
The fact of the matter is I can do two things at once. What are you laughing at? I do like five things at once in the studio.
Fair questions.
Thank you very much. Anyway, so as always, Within Brimskin brought to you by Kikkoman, traditionally brewed soy sauce, making soy sauce cool again. Made Intel hair care products, discover the secret. And Beyerdynamic high quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
today's secret word is
coffee. Jesus Christ, Meredith.
Oy.
The fact of the matter is you know the rules and you did not yell. That is very upsetting. I am hurt. I am appalled at your inability.
Because this is against me.
It's inability to actually follow direction. And you wonder things. Yeah, exactly. She laughs. Anyway, so the word of the day is coffee. So anytime you hear that word, it doesn't matter if you're at a diner, if you're at McDonald's, they're handing you a hot cup of it. If you hear the word, you need to scream real loud. It doesn't matter if it goes all over you, all over the counter, all over the floor. Just grab a mop, grab some paper towels, wipe it up, use your kid's head. I don't care. Just scream real loud. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Sounds good. Okay, so let's get it on. So I wanted to talk to you guys about a real upsetting thing that has bothered the hell out of me. It is the new ABC song by Dream English. No. Okay? I don't have Kim's no, otherwise I'd use it 50 times. And,
Guess what, bitch?
Did you guys hear it yet?
Yes, because I had to find it for you.
Okay. And
I'm very upset.
And you've heard it.
Yeah, it's garbage.
Okay.
It's,
you have
it's
not
straight
heard
trash.
It. Ready? Here it goes. You ready? Here it goes.
A, B, C, D, E, F, this is normal
so far.
Ready?
Exactly.
Keep listening.
R S T U V W X Y Z.
No.
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 Why you gotta touch it, man?
Why? Why would you do such a stupid thing?
Now, because the tune of ABC is to Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, does that mean we have to sing Twinkle Twinkle Little Star differently?
I don't know. Is it?
Dude, you're
is
about to confuse me.
Twinkle, twinkle, A, B, C, D.
Wow.
Wait,
that's
just learned
to
that?
Know.
Yeah.
Nice. Did you guys just learn that?
You just figured that out?
I didn't think about it. I don't think that
you didn't
deeply
think about
into
that
these things.
In your 40 some odd years of age?
Wow. Wow. You got to throw
on,
my
man.
Years out there?
45
Jesus
years young,
Christ.
Man.
Yeah, that's
say?
What I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah. What
45
boy.
Years
45
dumb?
Years young. What's that, Mug? Okay. So, yeah. I,
so wait,
I
where
think,
is this? Where is this going viral?
Where
like,
this
yeah.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Like
everybody is pissed off, angry, mad about it.
Can I tell you that this made me just as mad as when they started to change the prayer at the end of church, where instead of going, what is it? Whenever you say, may your spirit be with you, and they also say, with also with you, now they say, and with your spirit.
Oh.
When no, the hell?
What is that?
Now, this is
oh, I'm not a church guy.
Well, this is within the Christian
I'm a temple
faith.
Guy.
I know you are. So I know me. I don't mean no harm. So trust me when I say this.
They I thought changed. You said you were Jewish.
I'm partially Jewish, yes.
You said you were
I go to
Jewish.
Temple and I go to church.
What
you know why?
I get double the gifts.
What does that even mean?
What?
What?
You're part Jewish, part Christian?
Part of my family is yes. of the Jewish faith.
But what
most
do you
of my family.
What do you believe?
Oh, my
nothing.
God.
Mm. I believe in the ability to be nice to everybody. Don't be a dick. End of discussion.
Wow.
The power of love,
baby. It's a curious thing.
That's what you
make
got.
Some men weep, make other men sing, you know?
Anyway, so this church
you
thing.
You said it.
This church thing. So they changed church words.
They changed church words around after, let's say, like,
yeah, but just
I don't
think
know,
about how many people are affected
same?
By ABC.
Mm-hmm. It's the same exact.
It's not one religion.
No, it's not just one. It's literally
every
everybody.
American.
But it's like, I got that same angry, like, popping a blood vessel in my temple vibe from it, where I'm just like, what? Why do you
gotta
change it?
You were that angered by
the Wiggles gotta be
bugging,
man.
No, but it just makes you go, why do you gotta change it?
Now the Wiggles got to redo their songs. They're probably pissed
yeah,
off.
Yeah, they're probably mad. Now they probably got to reunite. They probably all hate each other by now. God, I don't know.
Yeah,
but like, what about the kids
money.
Who are two or 3 years old who have just learned it? And
guess
now this
what?
Is like
you
derailing
relearn.
The whole...
No. This is just one specific thing. Not everybody's doing it like
well,
that.
Well, good, because I'm not
but
teaching my kids
these
this
These people
way.
Came out, and it's been done before, where people come out with this idiotic way to do it, and then everybody makes a big to-do out of it, because they think that it's just going to change the way
well,
people
they
teach.
Just,
but
they want to shock the system, that's
yeah,
all. They
yeah.
want to they wanna ruffle some feathers. They
and
want
they
you to think differently.
Yes.
They're trying to produce woke Ooh. Babies.
Woke babies, yeah.
What they're trying to convey is, through the tones and beats, is that Jeffrey Epstein didn't really kill himself. That's what
yes.
it is.
Oh.
Get woke.
Yes.
So, get woke.
We're going to have like kindergartners going, yeah, the moon landing's bullshit. Oh,
but,
like, and they'd be like, where did you come up with this, Johnny?
The
That's
LMNOP,
because the ABCs.
The LMNOP is like the biggest thing where all the kids go, num, num, num. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you need to have this. Mm-hmm. It is like, you know, this is America. America.
Yeah.
America.
LMNOP,
there's
more
also
like
something
Illuminati.
Else that graciously annoys me too. You want to hear this too? Because
what,
of the
me?
Alphabet? No, not just you. there's this one kid who is his name is Forrest.
Okay. Gump?
And no, but okay. His name is Forrest. Guess how it's spelled?
F O R R E S S T.
No.
The number four?
Four.
No.
Yes.
No.
How?
S S S S T.
S
S
Yeah.
Forrest.
Four S. I swear on my life,
no.
There is a kid in this world with that name.
No. I'm sorry, go fuck yourself.
Oh, hey, whoa, hold on a second, man. No cursing on this show.
You already said bullshit.
I know.
So.
Yeah, you guys are like cussing like crazy.
Well, we had a lot of coffee. Ah! There you go, I brought it back.
Meanwhile, I'm about to talk about kids stuff, and you guys are cussing all over the place.
All
anyway,
that's what censorship's for.
So the Grindhouse Radio is going to be sponsoring the Kidpreneur Business Expo, which
probably.
Is a very, very... yeah, right?
Yeah,
not
probably.
Anymore.
with all love and respect, don't change the ABCs. It gets us kind of upset.
But technically, this is within Brimskin, so we could go off the
rails. A little bit. But
the Kidpreneur Business Expo, Saturday, November 9th, over at Rutgers University. It's basically gives the opportunity where it shows that kids can be bosses, too. They are about 25 children CEOs, child CEOs, and they're going to be there presenting.
CEOs?
Children CEOs, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
CEOs.
So they're going to be there presenting their products and so forth. It's going to be really cool. And the Grindhouse Radio is sponsoring that event. So hopefully you guys will go and check that out. And yeah, support. That being said, what do you call it? On to other things. So how do you get in trouble for social mediaing too much on social media?
You can.
Social media yourself in the bathroom?
I got, what?
You know, like they're sitting on the toilet. Sitting on a toilet.
I thought there was no bathroom talk.
No, I didn't
Did
bring
you really
that.
Have to bring it there?
Listen,
that's
as far as it's going.
Oh my God, Meredith.
She's so needy. She complains about everything. She's a complainer. She's freaking.
Come on, no, it's only fair. She's right. We did say we weren't going to try and bring up any of that junk.
I didn't bring it in.
We said we weren't going to. I brought it in. That's my bad, and I'm sorry.
It's all your fault.
It is.
Anyway.
Any more coffee?
So I got in trouble on Instagram this past week because I spent like hours on end social mediaing. I was on there. I was sitting in and liking things, commenting on things.
So did Instagram just go, nah?
Yeah, they were like, it stopped me from posting posts, and it said that I was,
spamming?
That it could be considered, I forgot what it was.
Spam?
Like, no, it didn't say spam, but bad, I don't know what it was. I don't remember what it said. But it, so all I know is I got yelled at.
You were shadow banned for a weekend.
Pretty much. So for about 24 hours, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, you were shadow banned.
I could put my own stuff up, but I couldn't answer people who responded to me.
Mm-hmm. So you had to wait until
and then when you get a ton of people hitting you.
Maybe somebody blocked you.
No.
No, if one person blocked you, and it's just that one person.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't affect everything.
Maybe somebody reported you.
Ooh.
Maybe. Well, people are scum between my toes. Where is it?
You are scum between my toes.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a bus.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up. For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.beyerdynamic.com.
Hello, this is Bumblefoot, and you're listening to my pal Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, it's Bob Camp from Ren and Stimpy. I'm here with Brim. Thanks for listening in. And remember, happy, happy, joy, joy, damn it.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hi, this is Billy Garcia from Survivor Cook Island, and you're listening to my boy Brim.
Hey, it's Brim. If you like what you're hearing here on Within Brim's Skin, catch me with my crew on the Grindhouse Radio, on iTunes, Google, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and over 20 other networks, with new episodes launching weekly at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tune in and get with the program. GHR, it's where it's at.
Hey, this is Bill Rogers, voice of Brock in Pokemon, Urien in Street Fighter, and the King in Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. You are listening to Brim.
Toby, don't forget your lunchbox!
I've heard about keto, but between the kids, work, and life, who has time for meal prep? I barely have time to microwave pizza. I saw other moms looking slim and healthy while I was still carrying around 20 pounds of extra baby weight from 8 years ago. So, I signed myself up for Healthy Meal Supreme. Picture this. Healthy gourmet meals, prepared fresh, portioned by chefs, and they deliver direct to my home once a week. The best part is, I have a smaller waistline and I have a few extra bucks at the end of the month for a new pair of shoes. Get this. You can even have dessert. They make amazing double chocolate brownies and they're gluten-free. Visit HealthyMealSupreme.com and eat a better meal to get slimmer and healthier today.
You make me vomit.
Go ahead,
yeah,
Mike.
Yeah, you would.
This is why ratings are down.
That was like not what I expected. From
what do you want from me?
I wanted some passion.
You're not getting it from me.
Passion?
Passion. Not passion. That kind of passion. Shut up, Meredith. Oh my God, you people are ridiculous. Anyway, are you shoveling food in
I'm
your mouth?
Looking.
Oh, she's seeking.
Okay. I have another basket here. Do you want to look?
Speaking about food, did you guys know? I think you guys were talking about it earlier. The McDonald's CEO was fired for having a relationship with an employee.
He stepped down for having a relationship.
Is that what happened?
No, they said he was fired.
He was fired? Oh, the official. I thought the official statement was.
Yeah, no, no. McDonald's policy is to not. Yeah.
So he's actually. So a CEO abiding by their own policy for big business. Interesting. Sorry.
No, but this particular employee mm-hmm. reported to him directly, and that's not supposed to
do stuff
directly.
I can imagine how that conversation went. I wonder how a conversation again. Went. It was probably like, "Hey, you want to take a bite out of the Big Mac? You know, you want some of that special sauce? You know what I'm saying?
You want to see what they call the spicy McChicken?
You suck."
And then the company was like,
"Nothing for you."
Yeah.
Shut up. You know it was good. You just wish you said it yourself.
It just came off so pre-planned.
I was pre-planned. I had to write something out.
He's been working on this for like the last 3 hours.
Hey, you want me to grab something right out of thin air? Ready? Want to taste my spicy McChicken?
Oh!
Come on.
My nuggets. All right. No more free.
You
want
to see what makes it a double quarter pounder? Come on.
So what do you call it?
Want to see what goes in between the Big Mac? Like, come on.
Oh, absolutely disgusting.
Come on. You give me 3 minutes and I can look this up. Come on. I don't even need to look anything up. I can make this happen.
You want to sauce my McRib?
You want a McFribble?
You want to get in between the McGriddle?
There you go, see?
Anyway, so...
Want to know why it's called breakfast all day?
Come on. You're foul.
No free ads.
Yeah, probably not at this point.
So, what do you call it? Did you guys know, I wanted to shout out, John Witherspoon had passed away.
Yes.
What do you call it? His impact on pop culture was insane. Incredible. What do you call it? Everybody knew him as Pops from Friday, as well as in like a ton of other movies. So
he was also Grandpa from The Boondocks, the animated TV series.
Yep. Pops and Wayne's Brothers.
Pops and Wayne's Brothers.
He's been around for a long time, and he gave many laughs to many people. So what do you call it? I never got to meet him personally, unfortunately, but he was the man. So rest in peace, John Witherspoon. So I wanted to mention something that I didn't get to talk about last week. Did you guys know that pillow fight clubs are a real thing?
No, but I'm kind of glad that they're a thing.
Yeah, that's right. What do you call it?
But also, yes.
Yeah, you're not supposed to talk about it. But I'm not in a pillow fight club, so I can talk about pillow fight club.
No.
Are you in a pillow fight club?
Oh.
Ooh. All right.
I will neither confirm nor deny my existence.
Anyway, so you get points for different areas of the body that you hit.
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, and the head being 5 points. They have rules, so what do you call?
Ooh, right, I think we're gonna
have to play this with Meredith, so we can get 5 points left, right, and sideways. What?
Keep going.
That not good?
Just keep going.
Come on, you're gonna tell me you wouldn't give Meredith a couple of freaking good whacks in the head with the freaking pillow?
Why?
5 points. 5 points.
I mean, if it was
points.
Her versus I, then maybe, but at least I would try and, you know, size her up a little bit.
You would go ham. You'd be like, wham! Smack
you gotta
her
always
right in the
size
head.
Up your opponent first before you
Not
go
me.
In.
I wouldn't hit you in the head.
Bull crap.
I wouldn't even hesitate.
Oh, no. He wouldn't even hit
you. All right, Mike, I need you to get on the phones
Beat
and get a sponsorship with Sock 'em Boppers.
Okay.
And just get that going.
Accidentally drop
the We got the Hulk hands over there.
Done.
Okay, so the rules. All right, no need to bring your own pillow. The events provide the feather and cotton pillows for you.
Hell yeah.
Events.
Besides, pillows are so bulky that it would be such a hassle for you to have to bring your own. That's one of the things that they say on their website.
It must be real
also,
hard
I don't want someone
your
else's
own
face on my pillow. It's my pillow, not yours.
The acrobats will use your pillows as a landing mat. Now, I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Wait, acrobat?
I guess there are people that do acrobats in there. I don't know. Don't bring liquor or any alcoholic beverages.
Now that's too many rules.
Yeah, man. What do you call it? I think that you couldn't do that because
can we pregame beforehand? Because if so, then great. That's totally cool.
No.
It's an acceptable thing. If you can't pregame beforehand, I'm out.
Well, they give you stubs for free drinks. So you do get a few free drinks, vodka margaritas and beer and so forth like that.
All right, that's not bad.
No offensive clothing or statements, which means you guys definitely can't go because you guys are obnoxious as all hell.
I mean, only if I need to be.
They don't support discrimination. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Mm-hmm. To avoid being prevented from entering the event, don't wear offensive clothing that discriminates race, sex, and other discriminating statements. And number four was have fun. Of course, you go here to have fun, and we want you to have what you're looking for. Just don't go overboard when it comes to pillow fighting, to the point that you might injure someone. F that jazz. If I'm going into a goddamn pillow fight, I'm going in for freaking guts and glory. I'm a swing for the hills, baby.
Two pillows enter, one pillow leaves.
Yeah. Remember when we went to do airsoft?
Yeah.
And everybody was shooting to kill. Everybody was shooting to kill. The only person that didn't shoot to kill was Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Because he was strategic.
He was strategic. But then he did shoot you anyway. Mm-hmm. You put your hand up. No, don't shoot me. And they shot you in the freaking head.
I mean, fair enough, too. I also shot Tom in the no-no place.
You did?
Yeah, that was
aggressive. Nice. That was awesome.
But here's the thing, though. Like, it was an accident. Because he rounded the corner. When I rounded the corner, we both went, and then my finger just went instinctively just right there.
Brim shot me in the throat.
That's true.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Kim
right
shot
right
me in the throat. Kim shot me in the throat.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know that.
I'm not going to forgive you now. It was like a year ago.
Yeah. Damn. Kim shot me in the throat. So yeah, that's fine.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. She got me right here. Remember I had that big freaking welt for like a week and a half?
Yeah.
That was Kim, man. Oh, that was Kim. Man.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Kim's good. Kim is surprisingly good.
Well, she was short shot.
Yeah.
We were on the same team, I think. Yeah, Kim and
you and Kim were on the same team.
And then you and Tom were on the
other
team. I
was with Tom, yeah.
You know, what do you call one of our old employees who doesn't work with us anymore, mm-hmm. she shot me in the head twice.
That's right.
I was like, F that, Jax. I should have known better at that point.
Mm. You're fired. You're
Meredith, fired. Don't get any ideas.
No.
Anyway, so I wanted to talk about where I said, you know, discrimination and bringing that up. There's a new product line that just came out. I don't know if you guys, I'm sure you guys don't know about it, but you have women so that you might have heard about it. So that freaking loser Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star, who are a pair of racists. Are you guys familiar with the fact that they're racist?
Yeah.
They're racists. Okay, they're two YouTube people. All right.
Is he the conspiracy guy?
I'll show you. Shane
Dawson's the guy who is into bestiality because he banged his cat. Okay.
What?
Oh yeah.
What?
And he put it out there like an idiot.
And we're speaking of them.
No. Well, I'm because I want to make sure that people understand.
We want to blow them up.
And Jeffree Star.
Oh, he's a conspiracy.
Jeffree Star
guy.
Is what do you call it? He's you know, a guy who is like all beauty tips and whatever. He's a gay guy that does beauty tips. You know.
These
and
two.
And what do you call it? And that's cool. That's great. But the fact is these guys. Are such racists, and if anybody's out there buying their products, you're supporting racism. The fact of the matter is
and bestiality.
And the fact is, you yourself, just like you know, with any other politics, I don't want to talk politics.
Yeah.
But if you know, just because you are, you know, you buy the product doesn't mean that you yourself are a racist. But you should be educating the fact that you're supporting racists by purchasing these products.
Can I just also say that
throw Kat Von D in the mix.
One of their packs are $28.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then
she's bad too.
A double version of their pack is $200.
Yeah,
so you can just buy two for $28 each and save yourself so much money.
Yeah,
in comparison to the rest of that crap.
Well, they're just. I mean,
and also
look,
not buy it at all.
This is a money grab.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? This is a money grab first and foremost. and you know, people just need to be knowledgeable of who you're supporting, and you know, especially when you're purchasing products, you're putting money out there that you know, you could put somewhere else. Get the, you know, instead of getting these colors, wait a couple of weeks, and then you'll get the what do you call it? You get the same product from a knockoff site,
mm-hmm. or just rocking natural because you're beautiful.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
I hate the fact, look, my wife is gorgeous either way, but I like the fact when she's natural and she doesn't sit and put much makeup on. You know what I mean?
I think it's a much better look.
So what do you call it? So the people have been putting it out there and saying, hey, these guys are racists, and people are like flying back. No, they're not. They are. Do the research. I can come out with a million different things, but the fact is the controversies include historic tweets where Jeffree used racist slurs. This, what do you call it? He apologized in a video later. You know, he called his comments disgusting, vile, nasty, and embarrassing, but you still said it and you did it and it's out there. Also, what do you call old videos in Shane Dawson use blackface to portray characters like Wendy Williams and Chris Brown.
Wow.
Okay. So, you know, there's one thing that you don't do. You don't do blackface. That is disgusting and immoral and it's not right. Even if you were playing a black character, you shouldn't be doing that if you're a white person. It's not right. It's disgusting.
It's just dark times.
I don't give a damn about what do you call it, about, you know, the fact that you're playing a character. You know, what do you call it? We're going to talk about the cancel culture movement in the next segment. But we're going to get into all that as well. But the fact of the matter is that, you know, you don't do something that is so absolutely disgusting. you know, as to insult people by doing like things like that, blackface, and just, you know, people, what do you call it? Like Kat Von D, she's against Jews. She's what do you call it? She's not a Jew lover. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, instead of buying their makeup, adopt a cat.
Yeah, there you go.
Or better yet, donate to anti-racism communities using their names.
Yeah.
To really make them look like dicks.
What one of the cat banger things that he said, he goes, the biggest thing I learned is just because it didn't offend my audience doesn't mean it isn't offending massive amounts of people outside of my audience. He added, I made a mistake. I shouldn't have done that. I shouldn't have put makeup on my face to look black. I shouldn't have done it. It was mean-spirited. It was malicious. It was stupid and offensive. Yeah, it was. But she did it.
A little thing called foresight.
Go F yourself. Anyway, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Be proactive, not reactive.
This is Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Do yourself a favor. If you don't want me shaving your head, you gotta tune in to my brother, Brimstone.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior. Yada!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
It's morphin' time!
Hey man, this is Austin St. John, ASJ Jason, the original Red Ranger. You are listening with Brimstone.
It's a big welcome from Mile 7 Sports.
In the blue corner, mass-produced, weighing in at a sugary 41 grams, Dollar T. In the red corner, brewing out of Strong Island, weighing in at a slim 12 and a half ounces of all natural fruit, honey, and smooth habanero heat, Picant. Picant takes the lead early with a smooth pair of punches. Oh, we hit him with a pineapple. Oh, now with a sweet mango.
He's pouring a little liquor in it.
Picant is really mixing it up. Dollar's having a rough start.
Yeah, he seems lethargic. Heavy sugar's got him crashing. He is not going to make it through this round.
Picant's playing to his own strategy.
He's digging down deep, using his all-natural ingredients to cleanly secure the title as top iced tea.
Picant tea with an excellent combo of caffeine and chili.
I bet he didn't see that one coming.
He beat the cap out of him.
Fight is over.
There's tea everywhere. If you're sick of getting KO'd by high sugar and artificial sweeteners, be sure to visit PicantTeaCo.com and grab one of their flavors at your local Stop and Shop.
Hey guys, this is Ben Wise. You might know me from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., You Don't Mess with the Zohan, War Dogs, and coming soon, Elements of Matter. You are listening to the one and only Brim.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Oh, dear prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled woman of the water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake can make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey, this is Antonio Fargas, and I'm here with Brim.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
Ooh, it's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there.
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next time, Budget Heroes!
Hey guys, this is Animia, and you're listening with Brimstone.
Border hounds, food hounds, GHR fans, let's get social. Hit me up on all my official social media, at The Real Brimstone on Instagram, Entrance to Hell on Twitter, relax, it's only a gimmick, and at Brimstone on Facebook. Connect direct with your main man from the wasteland. I only communicate on my official accounts, so beware and be aware of fakes. Catch you on the interwebs.
And we're back to Within Brimskin. Hello. So during the break, Meredith was talking about how her and her friends
get cold
sit in their panties and play freaking pillow fighting, and that why do you need a club?
I'm just saying that I thought that was like a chick game.
Is it though?
I thought so.
I don't know.
Slumber parties.
That's what I'm talking about. All right, that's good. Speaking about slumber parties, eventually you have to wake up in the morning. And what do you do when you wake up in the morning? You have your coffee. So whenever we get into the office, what do you call it? Because, GHR is an office. It's a studio. It's a little bit of everything. And what do you call it? We all take turns because nobody is a
bitch.
We all make some hot coffee.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Hot bean soup.
You guys are off it, man. You guys are supposed to be on it.
God damn. There you go. That made up for the last one, too.
What's wrong with you? So what do you call it? So Meredith goes in sometime last week, and she's making it. And I go and I walk in and I go, what the hell are you doing? She's holding the whole bag upside down, shaking it.
Okay, first of all, I didn't pour the whole bag in the thing.
Into the strainer. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm making coffee. And I'm like, you're supposed to be like portioning it out. She's like, but I make this like this all the time. No.
I'm going to sit there and scoop 24 scoops.
No, 12.
Shut up. Who drinks coffee that week?
12 cups.
12 scoops equal 12.
Now you know where all our coffee went.
That's fine.
We have never been so low on coffee.
You've got to be kidding me.
You knew he was going to bring this up.
I knew you knew
he was.
Let it go.
Speaking of that, the new Frozen 2's tickets are now on sale.
Ugh. I don't know if I want to do that.
Oh, they're already there, so get ready, because I bet you your daughter's going to be like, yeah, I want tickets.
Yeah. Did you see the new thing? I don't know what the hell this was all about. Dora the Lesbian. Or the Lesbian. Dora the Lesbian.
Is she like a lima bean running around like a Dora
costume? Show. Yeah. It's on like IMDb and
stuff. It aired the other night.
What? Did you watch it?
No.
Oh.
Why?
What are you serious?
Why would I?
Why? Why would I bother doing that? No, but like where?
Life's
why?
Too short,
how?
Man.
How do they get away with that?
Because it's lesbian.
Lesbian. But, yes. Which is offensive on both sides. It's either because it's lesbian or lesbian. It's a Spanish lesbian. Did you know that's what that is? Like a Mexican lesbian? That's what they call it.
Wait, jeez. Really?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. This is enough proof.
Oh, so then
for
that
me.
Makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does make sense. But it was just, you look at it, you go, what? Whoa, is that what it looked like?
No.
Isn't Dora a child?
Yeah, she's supposed to be.
No, that's something else. I'm trying to find it, but it's just not there.
Yeah, no.
So then why are we doing?
Because I looked into it. I was like, what the hell is this? And that's how I knew about the whole lesbian thing.
Is it made by the same like producers, it's on Nickelodeon. Like,
no,
what is it?
So I don't know what the hell it is.
Someone created
it. I think it's a fan-made thing.
It's that's probably uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's really uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable. I had to bring it up because it was just so strange.
What is that, Steve?
I don't know, but that was page 10 of Google, so well, I don't know where the hell I just ended up.
What do you call it? What
being
you say?
Dora's a minor, should we even be discussing her sexuality?
She's a cartoon. Yes, she's
got
a cartoon.
You there. Hey, it's also Will Rogers' 140th birthday.
Oh,
I love his restaurants.
There we go.
Wow.
That's Roy Rogers.
Wow. Oh.
Not Will Rogers.
Related.
No, they're not.
Willedo tomato.
Oh, so I wanted to briefly mention cancel culture. What do you call it? Are you guys familiar with the cancel
culture?
Exactly
what you were doing before, yeah.
What?
With the ABC song, yeah. Cancel that bitch, yeah.
Yeah, well, no. So Eddie Murphy, like Dave Chappelle, they've both spoken out against it recently.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Cancel culture is a term used to describe holding public figures responsible, usually via social media, for problematic comments and behaviors. Mm-hmm. People threaten to cancel or boycott people or companies in light of behaviors deemed objectionable. So, honestly, it's an infringement on the First Amendment. Mm-hmm. But at the same, at the same time, you've got people like that Shane Dawson guy who's going in blackface. Mm-hmm. So you know what I mean, like where
and having sex with
remember,
cats. Let's
and
not
having
forget
sex with
that
cats.
Part.
Remember, there's no. I'll bring this up again. The First Amendment right is the freedom of speech in terms of being oppressed by the government to say what you're allowed to say. Mm. However, though, it does not absolve you from the freedom of consequence from society. If
True.
You act like a racist pig, expect the black dude next to you to punch you in your stupid face.
That's what
Simple
I'm talking about. See, sometimes I like the way you think.
You don't give me a chance to think
what
sometimes.
What I love is, like...
I always give you a chance to think.
I know you do. I'm
think.
Just playing around.
Steve just went full lawyer. He didn't hesitate with that sentence. Like, how do you memorize that?
I firmly believe a lot of it. Like, that's why I'm in
respect.
Radio.
Respect. Yeah. I believe in it, too. I could never go definition like that.
No, but it's literally true. Like, that's what it is. The basic definition is, that's it.
Very
hell
nice.
Yeah,
face
brother,
value, man!
Hell yeah!
Good job. I'm proud of you. I'm like, I don't
sometimes
know.
I know what I'm talking about.
Do you realize that Goncalves keeps like throwing stuff at Meredith?
Yeah, I've been playing with
this
whole time.
Day,
it's great.
Every day.
Oh, he's just like sitting. Look at that! Like things
day.
Are like bouncing off her skull. It's Boink. It's pretty.
The first
amusing.
One he threw actually literally made a no. As it felt like it was actually pretty funny. I heard that.
What do you call it?
I don't know if the mic picked it up, but
mic
it was pretty funny.
All this up.
I need to speak with HR.
Let's get Tom on the phone.
Get Tom on the phone. What do you call it?
But yeah, cancel culture is weird. I'm not a huge fan of it because it can destroy people who are just legitimately trying to do something that is humble and actually like good.
Well, yeah,
know?
I mean, I think
it could be stupid.
There are limits. Mm-hmm. There are limits,
absolutely.
But you know, it is what it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
So, what do you call it? Oh, this doesn't work
uh-oh.
Anymore.
Boop, boop,
what do you
dragon.
Call it? No,
I guess
work.
There's nothing on there.
Anyway,
okay.
So for Halloween, people were actually scared to go outside because it was raining.
Really?
Or it was supposed to be raining, which it wound up not raining.
When?
And
I went out in the wet rain and slipped on leaves and costumes all
the
time.
It is
shut the up and go out there.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard. Like
yeah.
People all over the country were like, "Oh no, it might rain outside.
Can we reschedule?
Can we reschedule Halloween? Oh my God, we might get wet. Oh,
can we reschedule the 4th of July for the 13th? I'm off that day."
Oh, it's gonna be horrible. Well, but so no, you flipping idiot. No, you can't reschedule Halloween.
People are dumb.
Take your goddamn kid, throw a poncho over
dumb.
Him, and go outside. You can't afford a flipping poncho.
People
get,
are
take
dumb.
A goddamn freaking garbage bag, clip some goddamn holes in it. The kid's a fucking ghost. Let him outside. End of story.
Everybody's like, my kid's gonna get pneumonia.
Pneumonia.
Shut the hell up.
Timmy shivering.
Oh, I'm going to go to the mall so
I
can't
wear my slutty witch
there.
Outfit with my kids.
Stupid asses. Pisses me off. I swear to God. Friends of mine I saw sitting posting that crap. I'm like,
are you
out of your goddamn mind?
I blame Hurricane Sandy.
What? Why?
Because that's when it all started.
Yeah, but we still... Actually, no, they tried canceling it then.
They'll
I was
be like,
F that jazz.
Light flurries of snow, and everyone's like,
oh.
Oh, my God. Fill
Speaking
up the
of that,
gas
the week
tank.
Of this episode, it's going to snow later on.
Yeah.
This week.
Oh, my God. It's cool.
Oh, no.
We can't leave the houses. Oh,
get
no.
water, get beer, get bread. We're going to die.
Quick, make the soup.
It's so stupid.
Bitches.
It really is. Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's that. What do you call it? Anyway, one thing that we were talking about last week, we weren't talking about it on air, but we definitely have a couple minutes to chat about it now.
Go for it.
Waiting. The game. Have you guys ever played the game?
Of course.
I've played the game. You just lost.
I've been losing it for years.
Really? Do you?
That's a different game.
Yeah, the game?
That's a different game.
What game?
The game?
The game.
We just lost the game. And you just lost as well, listener.
What? What are you talking about?
Oh, you're not talking about that game.
I'm talking about waiting the game from waiting.
Oh,
Wait, that game.
Yeah. We're talking about the game.
Okay, Mike and I are on a different level of the game. There's two types of the
game. What game are you talking about?
Well, we just lost.
Well, we just lost, so that's basically what's going to happen.
What?
Never.
Okay, explain it.
It's convoluted.
Rule number one of the game is you don't talk about the game.
Oh, Fight Club?
No, it's not. It's just the rule number one is actually you always lose. The only way that you can win is by
never
not
talking
playing,
about the game.
Never talking about it. But however, whenever someone brings up those two words together, the game, you lose.
What is that from? Then I guess Triple H is a loser.
Exactly.
It's all about the game. I just lost.
Exactly.
Can you imagine he came out and he lost every freaking match?
Luckily, there's a grace period, though, when it's spoken about because then you get like a half hour of after the conversation's over.
Okay.
You get a half hour of grievance. And then after that, it's back to normal again.
Anyway!
Yeah. So
I've never heard of this.
Well, don't worry. But yes, that game.
All right,
in particular.
Go back to your game.
So our game is from the movie Waiting with Ryan Reynolds and everything. Mm-hmm. And what do you call it? Have you ever played that game?
Yes.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Have you played? You have to. Have you ever played the game, Meredith?
No.
We're gonna have to show you.
Do I really want to know?
I'll show you the clip from the movie.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I'm not gonna show her in person.
Oh, thank God.
No, I'm talking about from the movie.
Right.
Dude,
this segment sucks.
But tell me she wouldn't be the waitress. You know what I'm talking about?
Maybe.
When she jumps up. Look at it. Right?
Oh,
I can see her doing that.
That's
why girls don't play the game. Suck on that, suckers. And then she starts kicking everybody in the rear end.
I sound like an asshole.
Well, that's because you are. Anyway, that being said, thank you so much, everybody, tuning in to Within Brim Skin. I want to thank Meredith for taking her lumps here today. As always, Mr. Goncalves, Zambo, we all thank you. We appreciate you. Aww. Thanks for tuning in. Please make sure to rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on all the social media. And we'll be hanging again with you next week.